morning, everyone, and hope that you did have some good holidays, and then you're ready to get on going back to whatever you were doing before, right? Yeah. But we are definitely in a different place than we were last year in January. But I think we got our eyes focused on too much of what's going on in the world, not enough on Him yet. And even some strong Christians that I know don't fall prey to the false voices that are out in the world. Make sure you know who you're listening to. Make sure you know that you're speaking truth. Make sure. And remember that this is all God's anyway. We're going to read a little bit about that today because this is all His. And we Americans, man, I love our freedom, and I do, but man, with that freedom comes a great responsibility, and we act like we are in charge, and we are not in charge. God is in charge. This is His world. This is, America is, you know, the land of the free and all that, but it's a gift from God. And we've not taken really good responsibility of it. There's a lot of hatred out there. There's a lot of anger out there. A lot of this is brewed from a lot of darkness, just kind of stirring up the fires, keeps it stoked up and keeps the fire going. God's people are in a mess in the book of Jeremiah. God's people are in a mess. They're going to be going off to captivity down the road here. Jeremiah's doing some prophetic pieces, but God wants to show Jeremiah something that Jeremiah needs to learn. He needs to see it with his own eyes. And it's in chapter 18 of Jeremiah. It's called At the Potter's House. It's down at the Potter's House. He needs to see something physically, not just hear it. He needs to see something so that he can catch it, what it really means. Because when you have a lot of passion, like a lot of people have a lot of passion for our country. I mean, I served 5 years. I have passion for my country, but it is not comparable to the passion that I have for the Lord. But Jeremiah has a passion for his people, but God's going to show him something. Let me read this here, and then we'll break her down. It says, Jeremiah chapter 18, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So one thing we know about Jeremiah, that he listens to the Lord. The Lord talks to Jeremiah. We know that he was called in this beginning of these chapters here, in this book that he wrote, and we see that Jeremiah listens to God. God speaks to Jeremiah. He says, he gives him instructions. I want you to go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you a message. Now, what we sometimes notice is sometimes there's a little work. We need to receive what God has for us. Sometimes it's just not, you know, you pray in your living room. Doesn't mean God's always going to give you an answer in your living room. There's a place sometimes that God wants you to hear the message. There's a time where God sets things up in the way that He does. But the first part of this, Jeremiah just had to be obedient. He had to listen, and he had to go. That's where a lot of us fall short. We may have the listening, but we won't go. Or we don't even have the listening. But Jeremiah has the listening skills, and he is going there, and it says in verse 3, so I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. Who, the potter? And then he says, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, can I not do with you, Israel, as a potter does? Declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so you are in my hand, Israel. But the pot he was shaping was marred, which means it was not good. It was not good. It had some defect in it. It had some things that wasn't right. This is what he needed to see. There were some things that are not right. So God is going to do this reshaping. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. That seemed best to him. Now we all are all marred in the shape of of our lives. We all have we've all have sin in our lives. We're not perfect. We have things, we have flaws in our life. And this is what God is continuing to do, to continue to shape us on this potter's wheel, which is the world. It's spinning. And God is forming you and working with all your defects and working with all your flaws and chipping little things off. And you're spinning there and He's forming you. He's reforming you. He's reforming you. He says the potter formed it into another pot. This is what happens. When you come to Christ, God is beginning to do a work on you. There's things that need to change in our life. And God's going to reform us into what He sees is best to the potter. We get this whole thing wrong, and a lot of it is on the preaching. I blame a lot of it on the preaching today. It is not you go out and get your best life now. It is not that you go on over there and you claim, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plan to give you hope in the future." There is good stuff in all that. Know the context of it. But here's the thing. It is what, Lord, we should be asking more, not what about getting my best life now, or I'm going to grab my plans. Lord, jump on my plan, jump on my vision, jump on my dreams. But let, Lord, put your hands on me and make me into the man, the woman that you intended me to be. But we don't want that, because you just might have to cut off some friends, some family for a while, and let God do a work in your life. Because on that potter's wheel, when God's hands, it doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always feel good. So many people start good with the Lord and then they just kind of fail out. They just kind of walk away. They don't finish well. They kind of keep slapping the Lord's hand off of them. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want this. So many people out here in this world today, I needed to say, Lord, put your hands on me. Do with me as you see fit. Now, we've all been guilty of, God, jump on my plan. We've all been guilty, God, jump on my plan, because that's the plan that I want. That plan doesn't last very good. It's just not a really good plan. It's not a good plan. Now, God gives plans to people. He gives goals and visions and things like that to people. But that's letting God put His hands on you. But we struggle with letting God put His hands on us because we don't like what He does with us when He puts His hands on us. We don't like it because there's change in our life. So many people say, I don't like change. But change is good. Good change is good. He says, can I not do with you as this potter does? Can I not do? God's looking at Jeremiah saying, can I not do with you as that potter is doing with this clay? I'm going to rework it all. I'm going to rework it all. I'm going to jump over to Isaiah 29 for a minute. This whole thing about potter and clay is actually throughout the Bible in many places. You know that when God created Adam and Eve, when He created Adam, what did He do? He took the dust from the ground, formed him with His hands, a mound of clay. From the very beginning, God had His hand on the human being, molding him and shaping him into the image that He desired. And when He stepped back, He said, this is good. Isaiah 29, verse 15 says, woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, who sees us? Who will know? You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like clay. Shall what is formed to say to the one who formed it, you did not make me? Can the pot say to the potter, you know nothing? There is a difference. I'm a big old lump of clay. That's what I am. I breathe because God gave me the ability to breathe. I'm alive because He gave me life. I walk on this earth because He gives me life. He is in charge of my life. He can put His hands on me and mold me into the image that I am supposed to be. Yet there are times it spins again and it's got a mar and I got flaws and He keeps working in that. And what it is I want Him to work in my life. But there are people that say, who is God? The clay wants to be the pot, the potter? That's a problem. If anything you walk with today, know this. When you walk out to the door, God created you. Your life is in His hands and you can't change anything. You can't change Him. You can't change any of that. He is God. And there is no other. And this is His world. It's His creation. And still working with it. When sin entered and man committed sin, God continued to still work with man and continued to work with the flaws. Listen, where would you be if God did not put His hands upon you? Where would you be today? You would be a mess. Look at what God has done with you on the potter's wheel. Look what God has done with you as you are the clay and He is the potter. Look what He has done with you. Look how He has spun you around and worked you and changed things in your life. Look at your schedule. You're here on Sunday morning worshiping. Look at your time schedule. He's changed what you do on Sunday morning. Sunday morning no longer is the hangover, the Tylenol, the bathroom. It's no longer that. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go worship the Lord. Who did that? Did you do that on your own? No. God intervened in your life and you allowed Him to put His hands on you. And He's going to turn you into the things that He wants you to be. A faithful, loving, God-serving believer. Child of God. Those things. But He says, like clay in the hand of the potter, so you are in my hand. I am in the hands of the Lord today. You are in the hands of the Lord today. Don't get so used to what's going on out here. You belong to a family, a royal family. A royal family. I'm going to read something out of Romans also today. I want to do this before I forget. I know I would. In Romans 9, it says in verse 20, but who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? We may not, some of us may not have, most of us may not have big arguments with God, but when we just say no to God, we're talking back to God. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to change that. But He says, who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it? Why did you make me like this? And then it goes into a place where some people just, let me read it first. Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? There's going to be some pottery, there's going to be some people that God's going to use for big special things. He can do that, right? If He didn't pick you, it's okay, right? It's okay. But if He picks you, it's okay, right? It should be okay, right? A lot of us don't want to be picked by God. Some of us want to be picked by God. But God is picking and choosing some for common purposes and some for big things and some for other things. This verse is telling us who's in charge. The Lord is in charge. Jeremy, where would you be today without God putting His hands on you? you would not be here. Larry, you wouldn't be here either. Phil, you wouldn't be here either. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here if you did not let God put his hands on you. But here's the warning. Don't stop letting him do his work now. You got to let him keep doing work on you. You see, right now in this community in Huntington, these churches, all these churches should be packed. Even before the virus, whatever. Whatever. These churches should all be packed. You see, this place is filled, this community has a lot of poverty in it. And what I know about poverty is a lot of other things happen in poverty. It doesn't mean all bad things, but there's some things that happen in poverty. And in poverty, people are looking for hope to get out of certain situations and circumstances and things of that sort. But it's still there. Same problem 20 years later. The same addiction 20 years later. The same mess 20 years later. Because I got a plan. I'm going to fix it. How's that going? It's not going that well. But just down the street, being preached, there's hope in the name of Jesus. Just down the street, in another church, they're preaching, Jesus is the way. Just down another street, there's another church. They're preaching over there. Come, all who are weary and heavy laden. The preaching and the things, they're here. So what's the problem? It's people. They don't want God to put their hands on them. People don't want God in the midst. But when there's a problem at the hospital, I need the chaplain. Oh, call my pastor, who I haven't seen in 3 years. Really watching this service, how I preach this message, as you can probably tell. I can't let my flesh jump out. I'm watching people drown right now. I can't do anything about it. They're drowning in this world. They've stopped letting God work in their life. It doesn't mean God's completely stopped working, but they're pushing God away. And they're doing their own thing. And I'm telling you, when you do your own thing, it may look good for a moment, but there is a storm on the horizon. You just may not see it yet. Because you get out far enough, and you get out there far enough, and God sees everything, but I'm just telling you, his blessed hand starts, you start leaving his blessed hand and his protection. I'm telling you, remember those wolves I tell you about? They're always out in the shadows just waiting. There's a pack of them always just waiting. They're always circling, waiting for you to step out of that protection, waiting for you to get out, step away from the Lord, and then they're going to attack. I'm telling you, I see so many believers not letting God do a work. I just got an update on what to look for in the 2020 year for the trends for churches. And one of those was church attendance is going to drop another 20-30%. Finances are going to follow with that. There's going to be a drop in finances. There's going to be a huge drop in volunteerism. People are going to stop volunteering. And I'm like, well, that's just crazy. When we stop letting God put his hands on us, we reap what we sow. It's very simple. We reap what we sow. And those marred spots, they stay there. Those flawed spots in the pot, they stay there. If you've ever done any pottery, one makes another because it can't go smooth. It has to be smooth. And when you get one lump, you'll get another lump. And then you'll get another lump, and it'll just come all out of whatever the potter was trying to make. This is one of the hardest parts, and I think in one of the last maybe couple of months of preaching for me, because I take this personal, because I know what it's like to have the potter put his hands on me, and I know what it's like to walk away from the potter and me do my own thing. And I'm watching people do, and I don't care. I've seen good, godly men of 20 to 30 years in ministry turn around and stop letting God put their hands on them. And it never ends well. It never ends well. It never ends well. I'm just telling you, it never ends well. Listen, the walk away from the Lord is not a run away from the Lord. It's a slow fade. It's a slow drift. It's a slow drift. It's a slow drift. Meanwhile, God's still moving and working on those who are willing. You're here today. God is working on you. He's working on you into the image that He wants you to be. One of the questions today is, are you letting God, are you allowing God to have His hands on you and doing a work that only He can do? I hope that you are. And you got to let Him work with the flaws. You can't change all your flaws. You just can't. This is where you have to go to God and say, God, I got some flaws. I got some things in my life. I can't get rid of this. I don't know why I think like this. I don't know why my thoughts are like this. I don't know why I want to do these things. I don't know why I got these urges. But, Lord, here it is. Here I am. Just work with me. Use me. Just start working in me. And let me tell you, you throw yourself at the Lord's feet, He's going to do something. He's going to do something. That's the God we have. He's going to do something. But He says, can I not do with you as the potter does? Can I not do with you? This is a very personal message. Phil Fisher, are you going to let God do with what He wants to do in your life? Will you say that out loud? You're going to let God work with you and do what He has planned for you, for Him, and your life. All right, so you're going to let God put His hands on you in a way that only He can and begin to mold you into the man that He's created you to be. Amen. And that's what we need. Larry, you going to let God work on you in a way that only He can? All right, He's going to do that, and it's not always going to feel good. Do you know your flaws? Ashley, you know any of your flaws? I don't want to hear them, but do you know any of your personal flaws? You know how to work with that? Let the Lord put His hands on you and start working in that flawed area. That's the only way you're going to have victory in those flaws, is letting Jesus put His hands on you. Salvation is the greatest gift that God has given to us. It really is. Nothing trumps salvation. Nothing. Nothing. That is a salvation for a lost soul. That is just, it's unbelievable. It is the gift of grace, and it is so amazing. But God didn't stop at salvation. He did not stop at salvation. Salvation was the saving of the soul. Now it's the redeeming of the soul. It's the purification, all that awesome stuff. And now it starts the rebuilding the soul, rebuilding the person, putting that person and leaving them here on this earth instead of taking them back, taking them to heaven, leaving them here so that they would be an asset to the kingdom of God. And you can't be an asset for the kingdom without God putting His hands on you. And He has a plan. Yes, get your best life now. Yes, I heard it preached. I know who preaches it, get your best life now. But know what it really means. Get your best life now with what God wants you to do. Not with your own personal plans, but with what God wants you to do. Yes, for the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Yes, it's God's plans, not our plans. It's God's plans. You want to see God work? Start praying specifically. Pray things that you know is not in general. We pray a lot in general, and I'm saying not to do that, but pray for specific things. So when you see it come to be, you know that God had put His hands on you. We need to keep letting God put His hands on us. And then there's going to be those moments where it's going to look like He's done. But let me remind you, He's not done. until he's done. Right, Mr. Jones? He's not done until he says, lights out, show's over. Come home. When I read this scripture of the potter, when I read these scriptures of the potter, I always go back looking at my life in those flawed and failed areas. And I'm always reminded that it wasn't that God lost the clay with me. It's just that I rolled off the table and rolled my own direction. And then I found myself back. Put me back on the potter's wheel and spun that wheel and started working. It didn't always feel good. But I knew I was in the right place. Can I just tell you that a relationship with God isn't always going to be a happy one? That sounds kind of weird, but you got to learn to worship God on your sad days, and you got to learn to worship God with a broken heart when you have a loss, and you got to learn to worship God and be steady when you didn't get what you thought you were going to have, or that job or whatever. There's going to be times when you're just going to have to learn to worship God on all types of days. And be faithful on all types of days. But I want to remind you that when you're on that wheel, your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tested. Because it needs to be tested. Because God's spinning it into something he wants to use. And if you ever looked at a potter's store or any place like that, there's always these awesome finished products that are able to be used. They're done. They're ready. They're being used. There is also another side where things didn't work right. They cracked in the furnace, which is our faith, okay? It cracked. Got to rework it. There's also a box of clay back here where you can get different colors of clay. Always call that the unsaved group. And then there's the saved group that's not really doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're chipped. They need to be reworked. They're kind of cracked. And then you got this other one they're being used. And then you got the potter's wheel where God's working it. And every one of you are in one of those places today. You're either in the box of clay where you don't have Christ, or you are not. You don't have that salvation, or you're up here on the shelf that you have Christ, but you're really you're away from Christ. You're not being used right now because he's got to put you back on the potter's wheel and where all the work is being done, or you're over here being used. Doesn't make you perfect, but you're being used as a tool for God's kingdom. Because God wants to use you. What did he say? Can I not do with you as the potter does? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. Now, I want to switch gears really quick. He goes on, and he says in verse 7, back in Jeremiah, if at any time I announce, now here's the hard part. I love my country. Believe me, I love my country, and I've served it, and I love my country. I love the freedom. I feel like we are the blessed country in the world. Wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Been in a lot of countries, but wouldn't want to live anywhere else in the world. Wouldn't want to be a citizen of any other place. This is a very, very, can be a very, very scary thing. If at any time I announce that a nation or a kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation, I warn, repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. God's in charge of nations. Do we understand that? God is in charge of a nation. He can bless a nation, and he can destroy a nation if he wants. And if at another time I announce that a nation or a kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I intended to do for it. What I'm seeing here and reading here, and it kind of goes on if you want to read it later, but it just kind of goes on, that God has all these nations in his hands. And just because we're an American doesn't mean that we are going to be free a year or 2 years from now. Is there been a falling away in America from God? I don't know. I'm not going to answer for you, but I'll answer for me. I think so. I don't want to think that way, but I think so. But if there's a falling away, I start thinking, if there is a falling away from God, it cannot be from people and these boxed clay pieces. They don't know. They're lost. They live the way the world is supposed to live, away from God. So if a country, a nation falls away from God, then whose responsibility, who was it that fell away from God? The believer. This mess comes back to the church. But I've also learned that I've learned in the last year, there are a lot of godly people in America. I may have been hard at times. I think there's more than I thought there was. Kind of like the great prophet. The Lord says, hey, I've got more than what you think. So I'm also, as a part of me is kind of broken there and kind of upset about, but I'm also lifted up because I know that I've just seen and I read and I watch and I'm hearing that there's people over here praying and people over here in their church, they're just doing so great over here. And another church over here has got their people and they're still worshiping and they got more than they had even before the whole COVID thing started. People standing outside the White House and praying. People standing at their governmental offices and buildings and praying. And there's people praying in all kinds of places. Now, we don't get to hear it all. We know that. So I am encouraged by there's more out there than I thought there was, which is a good thing. But also know that this is falling upon the church. This is not the time to stop coming to church. This is not the time to abandon the church. This is the time to stand strong on the name of Jesus Christ. Let me read this one more time. So I went down to the potter's house and I saw him working at the wheel, but the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me and he said, can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. Father, this is a very personal message to each of us individually. Are we letting you mold us and shape us into the image that you desire for us to be? For, Lord, we know we have to be willing and wanting you to do that. And we know, Lord, that there'll be times where it's uncomfortable. But we know truly that is the only way to live in this world with true peace. And also for your blessings as well. Father, as we come to this time in our service where we ask for your spirit to move on however you want, we ask that during this service that you would mold, shape our hearts and our spirits today. That whatever you want to do, Lord, that we will be a people in this small group today that will be obedient to what you'd have for us. And Lord, as we open up this altar, may you do a work that only you can. And spin this altar as a potter's wheel. And mold us and shape us. In Christ's name, amen.